Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. At the University of South Dakota, the 27th annual Oscar House Summer Art Institute is underway. It will continue for another 10 days. 20 high school students are chosen to take part in workshops and studio sessions guided by instructors as they learn about contemporary Native American fine arts. Today, the chair of the art department at USD, Corey Nedler, is with us. Liz Sky is an Oscar House Summer Art Institute counselor and student, and Bree Green is a student artist, and they're all here to tell us more. Corey Nedler, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you.
Liz, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Bree, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, you're having a pretty busy week. Corey, give us an idea of what the Art Institute is like and how, let's start with how folks are selected.
Sure. So the selection process is through portfolios. So the students are required to send in a portfolio of 10 images plus a statement as to why they want to attend the Oscar House Summer Art Institute. And their teacher also has to send in a statement saying that they would support this student to come to the Institute.
They come from all over the state of South Dakota, beyond South Dakota?
They do. We try to focus on four main states, and that's South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. But we also accept students from other states as well. The reason that we focus on those four states is we are running off of a grant. It's a Margaret A. Cargill grant, and they have a main focus on those four states. But we also have students from, this year, Idaho, New Mexico, Illinois.
Wow. Yeah. What are you looking for in the portfolio? What do you see in the portfolio and in the statement that says this is a student who's going to not only bring something to the program, but take something home with them when it's over?
We're looking for potential, really. It's not that they're going to be the absolute best artist that is applying necessarily, but their statements often will tell us what they want to get out of the program. So as they are applying and working with their teachers and parents to write up that statement, the important focus of the program is on Native American traditions, Native American art, and working with professional Native American artists as role models. And so we're looking for those students who are able to really tell us that that's what they really want to focus on, and they want to get a good head start on their career as an artist.
Contemporary art versus traditional Native American art. How come?
We mix it up as both. Okay. All of the artists that are working are contemporary artists, and oftentimes that means that they're going to be working in a very contemporary way with Native traditions and with Native storytelling in their artwork as well. So just as Oscar Howe did in his work, we try to focus on telling the story, those artists who are telling their story of their culture, of their heritage, but in a new and different way.
All right, let's bring Liz and Bree into the conversation. Liz, you're a counselor and a student. Have you been here before?
Yes, I have. I started out as a student at Oscar Howe, summer of 2015, after the year I graduated from Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls. It was really a beautiful experience. I planned on coming to USD as I was deciding to come to the camp, and decided to major in art. And the camp really just kind of solidified my decision to become an artist, and specifically an Indigenous artist. And it just gave me lots of insights of what to expect in the art world, you know, as a Native person, a young person.
When did you get to that moment? Is there a certain time, or is it a slow evolution where you enjoy creating art, you enjoy viewing art, you enjoy learning about art, to, I think this is something I can pursue at the university level? What sort of helped you make that transition?
The first moment that I decided that I could do that was when I had my first art show as a senior, January of 2015. I made this a really special hand-built coil pot, and my teacher who wrote the letter for me to get into Oscar Howe, who his name's Travis Hinton, he's a teacher at Lincoln, he entered it into a couple shows without me knowing, and then I placed and I won, and people were amazed, and I had no idea that I could bring that feeling to people with my art, and I've always done it. And so it was that moment that I won my first award that I realized.
So was it the validation that someone said, held you up above other projects, for example, or was it the connection that you said, I didn't know I could make people feel that way?
It was the connection. It was the fact that that pot wasn't planned, and it turned out beautifully without a plan, you know? Yeah. And that was kind of my whole life. It was never planned, and things just start happening. And so I just like to believe that, you know, Tengashla is watching over me, and things happen for a reason. And so I felt like I met my teacher for a reason, and he did that for a reason to lead me to where I am now.
Right. Bree, where are you from? And you're a student at this camp. Is this your first time here?
No, this is actually my third year.
Third year,
yeah.
Wow.
So okay. I started the end of my sophomore year in high school.
And where are you? Where do you go to high school, or where did you go to high school?
I graduated from South High School in Minneapolis in Minnesota, but I am enrolled in Red Lake. Okay. I'm Ojibwe.
Okay. Yep. So where are you in college now?
Or
are you?
I'm actually going to Dunwoody in Minneapolis in the fall.
So, all right. Yep. So pursuing art as a career, as higher education at this point, you think?
Yep. Graphic design for 2 years at Dunwoody, and then possibly transferring to the MCAD, Minneapolis College of Art and Design. I'm not sure about my major there yet, but yes, definitely art.
All right. So. What are you thinking, you know, in a future career when you think, okay, I want to work in art, but I don't necessarily know, you know, the irritating question, what are you going to do with that degree? Nobody wants to be asked that, but you're still thinking about your future. Are you exploring just like I was meant to be here and I'm going to the next stepping stone? Or are you making a plan that's strategic that says, I want to do this and this is how I'm going to get there? What works for you?
Well, I think like what Liz was saying, like, you know, Oscar Howe kind of like validated the, like, my question, like, how am I going to, like, am I going to do this for, like, a living or, like, you know, like, or is it just going to be a hobby? You know, it's just, like, that Oscar Howe did help, like, push me forward to, like, show that this is what I'm going to do in my life, I guess.
Right, yeah.
But I think just going with it and, like, what Liz was saying, you know, like, wherever it takes me, like, that's usually how I, like, make my decision, you know? Like, it's kind of hard to make decisions about, like, you know, where, what major I'm going to go through or, like, you know, without, like, seeing how I feel about it first, so,
yeah. So, Corey, they both said Oscar Howe, almost as if he's, you know, teaching at the camp. They're talking about the camp itself. But let's talk about the artist himself. What is his legacy of his art on young people coming up and sort of experiencing it for the first time and then learning who he was and his connection here in South Dakota?
Yeah. Oscar Howe, he did teach at the University of South Dakota, and he was an artist in residence at the University of South Dakota. And he was here for 26 years, which made an amazing impact on USD. And I think we can also safely say that he is still impacting USD to this day. He started the Oscar Howe Summer Art Institute, which it was just an art institute at the time, for young Native Americans who were considering going into art as a career. And so his institute ran from 1960 to 1970 in the summers. And during that time, we had a lot of important artists go through his institute. Arthur Amiot was one of them. Don Montalo was another one that went through his institute. And the influence that he had on their work is still impactful to the students who are coming to the Oscar Howe Summer Art Institute today. We're trying to continue that legacy that he had, which was he really wanted the Northern Plains artists to have an identity for everybody to look at their work and be able to say, that is Northern Plains work, just as we look at Santa Fe work and Southwestern work and say, that's Southwestern. And he didn't get to achieve fully. He got a great start on it, but he didn't get to see that fruition. And we're trying to continue what he wanted to see done with the Northern Plains by having our own type of school to teach these young Native artists.
I would love to ask them to describe their own art, but that's really can be hard to do. Can you brag these two artists up a little bit? Tell me when I look at their art, you know, what kind of influence and impact are they already having at the early stages of a career?
Yeah. So I find with a lot of artists that they're very humble and they won't always tell you themselves about their work. But I can tell you that Liz, she, in her first year at the University of South Dakota, she entered work into the Northern Plains Tribal Arts Exhibition at the Washington Pavilion, and I believe it was first place for ceramics?
Northern Plains Indian Art Market at the Washington Pavilion, and it was, I think it was second place.
Second place for ceramics. And she continues to get works into exhibitions. And Bree was just telling me on the way in that she was receiving a scholarship for her artwork at, what was the school?
The Dream Warrior Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the, you know, yeah, group of artists choosing other artists, which scholarship they should get.
And each year at the end of the Institute, we have an exhibition. And this year the exhibition is June 23rd on a Friday from 12 to 1 at the John A. Day Gallery. But each year I've been able to watch both of these artists' works expand and grow as they meet new artists and get influenced by what the professional artists are that are working with them. And so I've seen their paintings, I've seen them do some carvings, I've seen them work in printmaking and drawing. And those exhibitions are so wonderful to come in and see, because you think that, you know, this is a two-week institute, and at the beginning of the institute, they have no work that they've created at the institute, and at the end of the 2 weeks, here they have 20, 30, 40 pieces up on the wall, and it's just amazing.
Yeah. It is.
Liz, we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you, can you think of one thing that you'll take with you from this particular time that sort of helps you as an artist, either, you know, from a technical standpoint or from a creative standpoint?
From this time
at Oscar Howe, yeah.
I think that being around these children and like watching them just take charge of their own work and to take in consideration what these instructors are giving them is really helping me to do that and be more comfortable with that as an artist. As I do want to be an art therapist. That's my career goal. And so watching, and this is my target age group for when I do become an art therapist. So it's really humbling to be that person that they're looking up to and to look for. You know, my opinion, they value it. And so that is kind of my main takeaway for the most part.
That's Liz Sky. We also heard from Corey Nedler and Brie Green. Thank you so much for all of you for being here. The 27th annual Oscar Howe Summer Art Institute underway. 10 more days here in Vermilion.